In this bulletin, Donald Trump and Joe Biden campaign on the final day before the US election. Actor Johnny Depp loses his libel case against a British newspaper. And in sport, this year's Melbourne Cup to go ahead without any spectators because of COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Donald Trump and Joe Biden have one last chance to make their case to voters in critical battleground states on the final full day of campaigning for the US presidency. The candidates are seeking to lead a nation gripped by a pandemic with intensifying divisions over race. And Twitter has outlined a plan for placing warning labels on tweets from US election candidates and campaigns that claim victory in advance of official results. IS has claimed responsibility for an attack on Kabul University that's killed 22 people, including students. Victim Mohammed Rasul shared his harrowing experience.
They entered the building and started shooting. When they saw me, they shot me and I fell on the ground. They wanted to shoot me again, but I'm not sure if they had run out of bullets or the gun didn't work, so they left.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is seeking approval from MPs for a new national lockdown in England to stop the spread of coronavirus. Under the new restrictions, bars and restaurants can only offer takeaway, non-essential shops must close, and people will only be able to leave home for a few reasons, including exercise. Mr. Johnson has defended his lockdown plans in the Parliament.
Even in the southwest, where incidence remains low, current projections mean they will start to run out of hospital capacity in a matter of weeks. And the modelling presented by our scientists suggests that without action, we could see up to twice as many deaths over the winter as we saw in the first wave. Faced with these latest figures, there is no alternative but to take further action at a national level. I believe it was right to try every possible option to get this virus under control at a local level with strong local action and strong local leadership.
But the Prime Minister is facing opposition from some members of his own party who say the lockdown will cost jobs and infringe on human rights. The lockdown is expected to start on Thursday and will run until at least December 2nd. A four-week partial shutdown has started in Germany, with police increasing their checks at transfer stations in Berlin. Checks were intended to monitor compliance with the current coronavirus regulations. Restaurants, bars, theatres, cinemas and other leisure facilities have closed down until the end of the month in a drive to flatten a rapid rise in coronavirus infections. The restrictions are milder than the ones Germany imposed in the first phase of the pandemic in March and April. In Italy, Rome's residents and tourists are disappointed by the Italian government's decision to close museums to curb the spread of coronavirus. This visitor from Belgium is unhappy.
I visit a lot of museums, but actually I was going to visit like Palazzo Farnese today and they cancelled it. We don't know why, but also someone was going to visit Musée Capitolini today or yesterday, and they also cancelled it, but for disinfection. So yeah, but it's a pity they close everything down, obviously.
Museums in Italy escaped the restrictions that shut down cinemas and theatres last month, but Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte now says his government will shut them down too. Pandemic expert Professor Andrea Crisanti says the Italian government should have put in place a strong test and trace strategy during the summer. A British judge has found actor Johnny Depp assaulted his ex-wife Amber Heard on multiple occasions, including when the couple spent time in Australia in 2015. The judge came to that conclusion at the end of a libel case where Depp had sued Britain's The Sun newspaper for publishing an article calling him a wife beater. 57-year-old Depp denies he assaulted Heard, but the judge found the article was substantially true. His lawyer called the judgment perverse and says Depp will appeal. This year's Melbourne Cup will be run today without any spectators at Flemington Racecourse because of COVID-19. Only the jockeys, strappers and racecourse staff will be on site. Irish horse Tiger Moth is the favourite, while Caulfield Cup winner Very Elegant and Sir Dragonette are the other top chances. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 23. Adelaide, similar conditions, 33. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 30. Hobart, cloudy, 29. Canberra, cloud clearing, 25. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 22. Newcastle, much the same, 23. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, much the same, 33 degrees. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.